Good morning, everyone. Good to have you here. Good to see everybody here. This morning's Bible lesson comes from Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8. And let me start with the introduction. As you may or may not know, if you've been into bookstores recently or in an airport or just kept up with the news, there's a current bestseller out called The Secret. Now, I haven't read The Secret, but I've read about it and both positive and negative reviews. But the main point the author is trying to make, apparently, in The Secret, is the claim that we can get whatever we want through positive thinking. The author contends that positive thought, virtually of its own, will result in getting the things you want through some sort of universal laws of attraction, which somehow magnetize that which you want to you through your positive thoughts. The author even suggests that negative things result from the wrong thoughts, going so far as a claim that people with slow metabolism or genetic disposition to being overweight were actually suffering the consequences of fat thoughts. It's sad that such a popular book can, in effect, blame the victims for the bad things in their lives. But I'm here to tell you that there's no secret to getting those things we want in life. The Bible has told us for thousands of years that we need to only trust in God and follow His will in our lives, and that which we need will be provided. And that brings us to today's text. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8, from the New Living Translation. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. So this is basically a lesson that we need to take our needs to our Lord in prayer. Now last week we studied the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And part of that prayer is to ask God to provide us with our daily needs. Give us this day our daily bread. We discussed that God knows what we need, but it pleases Him when we seek His help in providing it. Last week we also read where Jesus instructs us not to pray with mindless repetitions of the same prayer. However, this does not mean that we shouldn't continue to pray for those things we need, especially in times of difficulty when it may seem that our prayers are not being answered. Notice what Jesus says in today's text. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Now the Greek word here for ask is ahiteo, meaning not only to ask, but to beg, to call for, to crave, to need, or desire. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus gives us the illustration of a woman who sought justice against someone who had wronged her, but the judge was an evil man who ignored her. But she kept pursuing it and bringing the case before him, and eventually he relented and settled the case justly. Jesus goes on to tell us, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? So it behooves us, it is beneficial to us, not just to pray once and then forget about it. We need to continue to go to God in prayer. We need to be a squeaky wheel to God. You know what they say about the squeaky wheel, right? That's right, always gets the grease. Jesus emphasizes this point after saying, keep on asking, by telling us to keep on seeking. And the word used here for seeking is zeteo, and is closely associated with worship. This has a particularly spiritual aspect to it, and that's important, for no matter what our physical needs are, our greatest needs will always be spiritual. And yes, we need to ask God also to provide us with that desire for spiritual things, for spiritual closeness with Him that only comes through prayer and by having a personal relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. I've talked to many people over the years who've lost their faith or stepped away from their faith, and often they'll tell me something like, I asked God to show me a sign that He was real, and I never got one, so I stopped believing. Well, obviously their faith could not have been very strong to start with, that they even felt that they were in a position to make such a demand of God. Like Jesus said when he was asked to show the people a sign, you wouldn't believe even if I did give you a sign. But blessed are those who don't see a sign and believe anyway. A true believer doesn't have to see a sign to know God exists. A true believer sees signs in everything about his creation that proves he exists. Jesus continues to emphasize this point, saying, keep on knocking and the door will be opened. I'm reminded of Scripture in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Those of us who know Jesus can testify that he knocks at the doors of our hearts, and he follows his own example, not by simply knocking once or twice or even three times, but he continues to knock on the doors of the hearts of those whom he would draw to him until finally, through God's grace, we take our hearts and we open our hearts to him and invite him in. So there we have the three directions from Christ on how to receive that which we need from our Heavenly Father. We are to ask, to look for, or to seek, and to knock. Ask. Ask as a beggar asks for alms, or as a traveler asks for directions. Ask to represent our wants and burdens to God, and refer ourselves to him for support and supply according to his promise. Seek. We must not only seek, ask, we must not only ask, but seek. We must second our prayers with our endeavors. We must, in the use of the appointed means, seek for that which we ask for. Knock. Knock as he that desires to enter into the house knocks at the door. We will be admitted to converse with God, will be taken into his love and favor and kingdom. Sin has shut and barred the door against us. By prayer we knock, Lord, Lord, open to us. And why are we to do these things? Because we have God's promise in verse 8, for everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks the door will be open. Notice, for everyone who asks receives. We are given that which we ask for. It isn't loaned to us. It isn't sold to us. It is given to us by God in response to our earnest prayers. Notice also that everyone who seeks finds. Our labor in seeking isn't in vain. For those who seek God will find him. For God is found only by those who seek him. And finally, when we knock, the door is open to us. The door of mercy and grace is no longer shut against us as enemies and intruders, but open to us as friends and children. It may be asked of us, who is there? And we will be able to answer, a friend, bearing your promise of acceptance. And if we knock and the door isn't opened immediately, then we knock again and again and again as often as necessary. Who among us, when we go to visit a friend, would knock once on the door, then walk away if it wasn't answered right away? Just as we expect our friends to open the door to us, we can expect God to also open the door of his love and provision to us. So we can see that there really is no secret in getting that which we need. We don't need to focus our thoughts exclusively to our own desires, trying some magical formula of positive thinking as the way to filling our needs. Of course, there's nothing wrong with positive thinking in and of itself, and it can lead to many great things. But for the Christian, positive thinking must be coupled with our faith and trust in God to provide for us. We need to look no longer for an illustration to this than Christ's own words in the verses immediately following this morning's text, where we read in verses 9 through 11. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? So don't spend your efforts on selfish thoughts to fill your desires. Turn your thoughts outward by lifting your voice to God in prayer to ask, to seek, and to knock, and God will surely provide, even as a father provides for the children he loves. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this reading of your word and its message to us today. May we take it to heart, and may we turn to you, trusting in you for your provision for all that we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.